just have to, you know, find a way to keep our energy up. It's a very important game for us, as everybody knows, but we got to take our intensity hopefully to the next level and our execution, and that's what it's all about. So, of course, it's a challenge, but that's what's great about the playoffs, and I expect our guys to be ready to go. Five-point game going into the fourth. You know, I mean, we defensively we got out. You know, it turned quick, but it was a tight game for most of the game. So, you know, I thought Eric Bledsoe did a great job for us in the fourth. The tempo of the game, we got some steals, and then they were chasing us a little bit at the end. But it was a much closer game than the score indicated at the end, for sure.
No or yes?
I forgot what your question was.
Vin, yeah, we talked about after the game that you were going to look at the tape. So what did you learn from the tape that you would like to change in this game?
Well, I mean, we did a lot of good things. I mean, rebounding is obviously a huge issue in this series. They do a great job. We were very good last game. I thought DJ and Blake really did a good job in terms of finding Gasol and Zach. Blake fought Zach all night. Both the guys are obviously very good, difficult covers. So, and I was pleased we had a lot of rebounding effort from a lot of guys, which we need to have in this series. And then the tempo. Once we got some rebounds, we get out and run and make plays. Everyone made certain plays throughout the game. And I was, you know, the fourth quarter came down to we didn't turn it over. You know, we had 13 going into the fourth. We were able to control our turnovers into the fourth quarter. And that gave us a few extra shots, which was key.
Jamal finished second and sixth man. Why did you think he deserved that award? And what has he done for you to kind of garner that attention?
Well, I mean, he's, second in the league in fourth quarter scoring. He's had... 29, I think, 20-point-plus games off the bench. Our record set franchise record in free throws, set franchise record in three-pointers made. He's been a huge catalyst for us all season from day one, the whole season. So it's hard for me to look at it and say that Jamal didn't deserve that. But we can't control the voting, and it is what it is. But Jamal's a huge factor for us from day one, like I said. And every statistic and everything he's brought to our team, it's proven. So, you know, other guys obviously are very deserving, but I think you'd be hard-pressed to find somebody more deserving than Jamal.
Is he just – is maybe his rep is just a scorer? I mean, what has he done to you outside of scoring?
Makes plays off the dribble. Teams double-team him. It opens up the court for other players. Makes passes off the pick and rolls, plays with tempo, stretches the defense. He's given me very good effort defensively. He's given me very good effort from day one. So all those things about him just being a scorer, yeah, that's what he's known for, and he really does that, and he's really good at it, especially when he gets going. But all the other intangibles he's been able to help us with helps us win games. I mean, you watch the film, I mean, teams are double-teaming him. So that opens up the game for everybody else when you get double-teamed, and I think that goes unnoticed at times. But, you know, he's been great for us, and we wouldn't be in this position with home court advantage without him.